From the Danker Studio on Library Square, this is The Rundown, an exploration of local news, current events, and issues that matter to you. I'm Roger McDonough. Earlier today, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver upheld a federal judge's decision that the state of Utah's same-sex marriage ban is unconstitutional. We'll get a report from KCPW's Ryan Cunningham on that news. We'll also get some analysis from University of Utah law professor Clifford Roski, who has been following this issue closely. Plus, your summary of the day's top local headlines and an update from the 2014 FIFA World Cup in Brazil. All that and more just ahead on The Rundown here on KCPW. First up, though, this world news from the BBC. And thanks again for tuning in to The Rundown here on KCPW. We'll begin today with these local headlines. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver on Wednesday upheld a federal judge's decision that Utah's same-sex marriage ban is unconstitutional. KCPW reporter Ryan Cunningham has the story.
Wednesday's 2-1 ruling by 10th Circuit justices says that, quote, a state may not deny the issuance of a marriage license to two persons or to refuse to recognize their marriage based solely upon the sex of the persons in the marriage union, unquote. The decision, which upholds U.S. District Court Judge Robert Shelby's ruling, affects all states within the 10th Circuit, including Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Utah, and Wyoming. But with the court issuing a stay of the ruling, no immediate effect will be felt. At a press conference on Wednesday afternoon, Peggy Tomsic, the attorney representing the three same-sex couples in the case, lauded the court's decision.
I give the 10th Circuit enormous respect for not only intellectually being honest, but writing a very deep and analytical decision supporting their finding that Judge Shelby was right, that Amendment 3 and these marriage discrimination laws violate due process and equal protection. And I just want to thank our plaintiffs, wherever they are, from having the courage to stand up and be the face of this movement.
Derek Kitchen, who appeared at the press conference alongside his husband and fellow plaintiff Moody Spady, gave his initial reaction to the ruling.
It feels wonderful to be among one of the many, many same-sex couples across the country that are being respected and are offered dignity by the court system. And this is just emblematic of the United States judicial process. And it's an honor, and I'm so humbled and proud to be here.
Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes, who has fought to defend Utah's constitutional Amendment 3 banning same-sex marriage, was out of town at the time of the ruling. But his office issued a statement Wednesday saying, quote, although the court's 2-1 split decision does not favor the state, we are pleased that the ruling has been issued and takes us one step closer to reaching certainty and finality for all Utahns on such an important issue with a decision from the highest court, unquote. The state's attorney general's office is expected to appeal the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. Judge Paul Kelly was the dissenting voice among the three-judge panel. He sided with Utah's argument that a state should be allowed to dictate who can and cannot marry, writing, quote, if the states are the laboratories of democracy, requiring every state to recognize same-gender unions, contrary to the views of its electorate and representatives, turns the notion of a limited national government on its head. Kelly concluded by saying judges should, quote, resist the temptation to become philosopher kings, imposing our views under the guise of constitutional interpretation of the 14th Amendment, unquote. Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker presided over the marriages of 35 same-sex couples in the wake of that initial ruling. The mayor was at a press conference regarding the city's renewable energy efforts when news of the decision broke.
I think this is a great ruling for upholding the laws of the United States and upholding the rights of those who've been married in Utah and deserve the legal protections that every other married couple has.
At an afternoon press conference, Utah Governor Gary Herbert was asked if the state would appeal this ruling to the Supreme Court. He responded by saying it wouldn't make sense to stop now.
It's like stopping a game in the middle of the contest. This was a 2-1 decision, so at least a judge agrees with the state's position. And you can't stop in the middle. You've got to play till the final buzzer, and that's the Supreme Court. That's what the people of Utah would expect, I think, on all sides of the issue. It will not bring finality. It will not bring clarification. In fact, it will leave a state of chaos if we don't do that. So I think it's important for all folks to, you know, understand that this process is not over yet until we get to the Supreme Court. They hear the facts of the case and render a decision.
During the 17-day window when same-sex marriage was allowed in Utah, over 1,300 same-sex couples got married in the state. In a related decision, a U.S. district judge ruled that those couples' unions must be recognized by Utah. That case is currently being taken up by the 10th Circuit Court. And in yet another victory for gay marriage, Indiana's ban on same-sex marriage was also overturned by a federal judge. Same-sex couples have been filing for marriage licenses since that decision was handed down on Wednesday. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.
We'll have more on the 10th Circuit Court's ruling in a conversation with University of Utah law professor Clifford Roski in just a few minutes. Utah Governor Gary Herbert has told supporters he intends to run for re-election in 2016 and is positioning himself to do so. The Republican governor made the comments to supporters at a breakfast Wednesday morning that did not appear on his publicly available schedule. Herbert's spokesman, Marty Carpenter, says the governor did not make an official announcement and that any official announcement would likely come next year. The governor has previously told reporters that he is leaning toward pursuing another four-year term. He's been Utah's governor since 2009. Herbert's most recent fundraising reports show that he has more than $43,400 in his campaign account as of June 10th. The Salt Lake Tribune first reported Herbert's comments on Wednesday. A federal judge says the government has until 2018 to come up with a long-delayed recovery plan for imperiled Canada lynx in the lower 48 states. Wildlife advocates had asked the court to force faster action for the snow-loving big cats, which were added to the threatened species list in 2000. But U.S. District Judge Donald Malloy says in a Wednesday order that a January 2018 deadline proposed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is reasonable. Malloy also ordered the agency to submit semi-annual progress reports. Lynx dwell in the forest where they're rarely seen, and there's no reliable estimate of their population. They range across parts of 14 states in the Northeast, the Rocky Mountains, the Great Lakes, and the Cascade Range of Washington and Oregon. That does it for a summary of the day's top local headlines. I'm Roger McDonough. This is The Rundown. We'll be right back. Throughout the 2014 World Cup, KCPW's Ryan Cunningham and Real Salt Lake blogger Matt Montgomery have provided daily updates on the tournament, along with interesting insights and stories surrounding the world's favorite sport. Here's today's World Cup update.
Matt Montgomery, day 14, I believe.
Something like that. Day 8 million, from what I can tell.
Starting to lose track. Some more final group matches going on today. What happened today, Matt?
Yeah, we had Argentina obviously already out of their group, but no surprise, they beat Nigeria 3-2. They didn't look great, but Lionel Messi had a couple fantastic goals. That's been a big criticism of him in the past, is that he just doesn't score the big goals in the World Cup for his nation. So to see him do that is probably a good sign for him as a player and for Argentina as a nation. And Bosnia and Herzegovina beat Iran, knocking Iran out of the group stage. Bosnia also not going through. That was their only 3 points in the group, and their first 3 points of the World Cup, period. So it's kind of cool to see. In Group E action, we had Switzerland over Honduras, 3-0. And France and Ecuador drawing 0-0. So we've got Switzerland and France actually progressing from that group.
Yeah, the Swiss-French connection coming through to the round of 16. So tomorrow, big game, obviously, if you don't know already, the United States plays Germany. And concurrently, during that game, there will be a game between Portugal and Ghana to decide who advances out of that group. First of all, where can I go and watch that game? There are a few really cool venues for the Germany-USA game, right, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, the two big sports teams in Salt Lake City, Real Salt Lake and the Utah Jazz, are hosting events. Now, I don't know if it's the Utah Jazz proper, but there's an event at Energy Solutions Arena, and there's an event at Rio Tinto Stadium. At Rio Tinto Stadium, if you go early, you can actually watch Real Salt Lake train, because they only get a very small World Cup break, and they're back in action on Friday, or Saturday, excuse me. So, yeah, you can go both places and watch it.
I have to ask, I want a prediction. What's going to happen tomorrow?
Oh, that's the big question, isn't it? Both games are equally important to the United States, and it's not a great situation to be in, But there are a number of favorable results. So I'm predicting a favorable result because I really want us to get out of this group. But Ghana, Portugal, if they draw, we go through. There are a number of different score lines if either one wins where we go through. And that's if we lose to Germany. I'm thinking we, and maybe it sounds like a stretch, but I think we could tie against Germany. I don't think that's really, they've already qualified. I don't think it's controversial to say that they might play a slightly weakened team.
Jürgen Klinsmann, the coach for the United States, has said that the United States is not going to back off. They're going to attack and they're going to try and win the game.
Yeah, it's reassuring because a draw would get us through, but playing for a draw is always really difficult because you end up losing at probably 75-80% of the time because all it takes is one goal and your entire game plan is destroyed. If you go in with an attacking mindset, one goal doesn't really change that mindset.
Okay, well, I am excited. Unfortunately, I will not be able to watch the game tomorrow, but I predict 5 goals by Kyle Beckerman.
I think that sounds reasonable. Like a good start.
All right, Matt, as always, thanks for coming in, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
Again, that was KCBW's Ryan Cunningham with blogger Matt Montgomery, who writes about Real Salt Lake at rslsoapbox.com. You can also follow Matt's Twitter handle, @thecrossbarRSL. I'm Roger McDonough. You're tuned into The Rundown. Stay tuned. And thanks again for tuning into The Rundown. Now on the show, we're going to turn to a conversation with Clifford Roski, professor of law at the University of Utah's S.J. Quinney School of Law and board chair for Equality Utah. He has been closely following the news out of the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver and joins us now by phone. Professor Roski, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
So the 10th Circuit Court, it upheld a federal judge's decision that Utah's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. Maybe you could walk us through the events as they have unfolded. What happened today and where does that leave us when it comes to this legal battle?
So after the district court in Utah struck down Amendment 3 in December, more than 1,300 same-sex couples were married in the state of Utah. But the state of Utah has refused to recognize their marriages and appealed that ruling. They appealed to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, which has jurisdiction over Utah and several other nearby states like Colorado and Wyoming. And they argued that the judge had not followed the United States Supreme Court cases that are relevant. And the 10th Circuit disagreed with the state. They agreed with the original federal judge. Indeed, every single court that has considered this question in the last year has agreed with the 10th Circuit in this case that same-sex couples have the same freedom to marry as all Americans do. And that's what the 10th Circuit held today. They said that the right to marry is a fundamental right that all Americans enjoy. And so same-sex couples have the same rights as any Americans to establish a family, marry each other, and raise children together.
You know, as we heard in our news segment today, the court anticipated an appeal from the state of Utah, and so they put a stay on this ruling. What does that mean?
The stay is like a pause in the proceedings. The ruling is not going into effect today. It's been placed on hold so that the state of Utah will be permitted, if they so choose, either to ask the full 10th Circuit, all of the judges of the 10th Circuit, to reconsider this ruling, or to ask the United States Supreme Court to accept an appeal and reverse the decision.
All right. So as of the time that we're recording this, we don't know if they're going to appeal to the Supreme Court or even if they'll ask the entire 10th Circuit to weigh in on this. Do you have a sense of which of those scenarios is more likely to occur?
Well, they're not mutually exclusive. You can first ask the 10th Circuit to reconsider the ruling, and if they say no, or they reconsider it and reaffirm it, then you can go to the United States Supreme Court. That would be the normal strategy here. If you get what we call 2 bites at the apple, 2 opportunities to win, then you take both. But, you know, it's up to the state of Utah. Maybe they want this case to come to an end more quickly because, of course, it's costing hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxpayer money. In that case, they could go direct to the Supreme Court. The risk there is that the Supreme Court can simply decline to hear the case. In this case, it's over and the plaintiffs win. The Supreme Court hears only a very few cases, much fewer than 10%. So it would be quite easy for the court to just decline to hear the case, and then the state of Utah would be out of options.
And that would resolve the issue entirely, right?
it would resolve the issue in Utah and in these neighboring states like Wyoming and Colorado. It wouldn't resolve it for all 50 states, because when the Supreme Court declines to hear a case, that's not regarded as a binding decision of the Supreme Court that has any precedential value. So then another case would have to be accepted by the Supreme Court. I think more likely the Supreme Court would either agree to hear this case or would agree to hear another similar case, because there are now more than 70 such cases pending in federal court. So one way or another, I think we'll get a ruling from the Supreme Court, and that would be expected by around this time next year.
Governor Gary Herbert earlier today said that, personal feelings aside, this is about upholding the Constitution of the state of Utah. He feels that he's beholden, that he's required to do that. But is there a chance that the state might not appeal this, you know, in either circumstance?
It's very hard for me, you know, to speak on behalf of the state of Utah. I don't represent them, and I don't know. I mean, certainly there would be good reasons for them not to, you know, pursue this appeal. It's increasingly obvious to everyone that it's a waste of taxpayer money and a futile claim. I just went through all the decisions, and at this point, 19 courts have been asked this question, and the plaintiffs have prevailed in all 19. That's 25 judges. So far, 24 out of 25 judges agree that states can no longer ban same-sex couples from marrying or refuse to recognize the marriages of same-sex couples. So it's hard to imagine a more slam-dunk case than this one. There would have to be an incredible turn of events for the state to prevail in this case. For example, there are only 8 other judges in the 10th Circuit. The state would have to persuade 5 of those 8 that this case was wrongly decided, and so wrongly decided that they should take the extraordinary step of revisiting it and reversing it. And it's just, you know, to win 5 out of 3 after losing 24 out of 25, these are not good odds. I mean, the bottom line is, it's perfectly clear after last year that gay Americans have the freedom to marry and indeed are entitled to the equal protection of the laws in all matters. You know, last summer, when the Supreme Court struck down the Defense of Marriage Act, they found that that law harmed and humiliated tens of thousands of children being raised by same-sex couples. And state laws against same-sex marriage inflict all the same harms and humiliations upon those children. That's what Judge Shelby found, and the 10th Circuit made the same finding today. And judges across the United States, north, south, east, west, federal court, state court, appointed by Democrats and Republicans, all agree. And so there's overwhelming evidence that this law is unconstitutional. And of course, the governor and attorney general have sworn an oath to uphold not only the state constitution, but also the United States Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land.
Well, it's interesting when they're at odds with each other, though, those two constitutions. I guess that tension has to be resolved, and the courts is one way to get that resolved.
It is one way, but it's not the only way. That is, if the governor and the attorney general have sworn an oath to uphold the United States Constitution, there's no question about whether or not Utah can violate the United States Constitution. The federal constitution says this document is the supreme law of the land, and it is binding upon all state courts and all state officials. And so if Amendment 3 is in conflict with the federal constitution and people's fundamental right to marry, it doesn't matter how it was passed, when it was passed, by what vote. Fundamental rights are not placed up for a vote. They're guaranteed by the federal constitution.
I'm wondering about the other pending, are there other pending appeals to rulings on state bans to same-sex marriage? And where do those stand?
So the 10th Circuit, the same 3 judges also heard an appeal from Oklahoma 1 week after the Utah appeal. And so we expect a decision in the Oklahoma case any minute now from the same judges, and it's pretty clear which way it's going to go. After that, there's a case in, out of Virginia, which is before the 4th Circuit Court of Appeals, and that, too, could be decided any day now or any week. And I think after that, there's a case out of Illinois, which is currently before the 6th Circuit. But there are more than 70 pending cases overall.
It would seem like it would be more likely for the Supreme Court to take up this issue if there were maybe competing rulings in opposition from each other from federal courts. Is that a possibility that, say, the second District Court of Appeals might issue a ruling in favor of a state same-sex marriage ban?
I think it's very unlikely, given the way these cases have been decided so far and given the strong language from the Supreme Court last summer. But in terms of, you're right that the Supreme Court is more likely to accept cases where there's, we call it a split among the circuits, where the circuits disagree. But we already have that because about 10 years ago, the Eighth Circuit, in a case out of Nebraska, held that same-sex couples don't have a right to marry under the federal Constitution. That, of course, was before last summer, so I'm not even sure that the Eighth Circuit would still agree with that ruling, but there's your split right there. The Eighth Circuit has said no, and now the Tenth Circuit has said yes. So that makes this case ripe for review by the Supreme Court.
If the state of Utah does decide to take this to the Supreme Court, to appeal this decision to the Supreme Court, how long is that wait before we know whether or not the Supreme Court will take up the case?
That's largely up to the Supreme Court, but I would expect to hear an answer either by the fall or at the latest the winter, because the case would have to be scheduled for oral argument probably after the first of the year. And then we would expect a decision from the Supreme Court around this time next year. In fact, today is precisely 1 year from the Windsor decision. Tomorrow would be the anniversary of the Windsor decision in which the Supreme Court struck down the Defense of Marriage Act. And the Supreme Court's annual term ends around the end of June. And typically these kind of cases are decided at the end of the term.
All right. So we are in then what you might call the end game stages of this kind of conversation in the state of Utah when it comes to the ban on same-sex marriage and the legality of same-sex marriage in the state.
Not only in Utah. We are one or at most two steps away from potentially getting a resolution of this issue in all 50 states.
All right. Well, we will stay abreast of the issue, and we will keep you on our radar. Clifford Roski is a professor of law at the University of Utah's S.J. Quinney School of Law and board chair for Equality Utah. Professor Roski, thanks very much for speaking with us today.
And thank you. I appreciate it.
You can find this conversation and all of our past interviews at our website, kcpw.org. I'm Roger McDonough. This is The Rundown. We'll be right back. And thanks again for tuning into The Rundown this afternoon. Our show, as usual, was produced by Lauren Colucci. We had additional help from Mr. Jesse Ellis, Tyler Ford, and Ryan Cunningham. Our theme music was composed by Tim Myers. Tomorrow on the program, we'll return to part two of our conversation on centrally assessed businesses and the push for property tax reform. I'm Roger McDonough. Thanks for listening. The Utah Business Report and Marketplace are coming up next.